This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you. Is that Karen that's joined us?
Yes, it is. Sorry for being a few minutes late.
No problem.
My password and I weren't getting along this morning.
Oh, dear. Well, glad you figured that out, and thank you for joining us. We have Eric on the call, so we're just going to go ahead and get started. He thinks Denise may or may not join, but both are a little unwell, so our per co-chairs, we'll try and be nice to them today. So the first item, Eric, decisions reached. I just wanted to, talk about this briefly since we'd had a bit of an email exchange yesterday. And we wanted to just kind of make sure that we're on the same page kind of going forward with our proposed process. Obviously, with the process that is in place at the moment, it's not working or it hasn't been effective. So I guess I just wanted to hear your thoughts. I know you'd made some comments in the email yesterday in terms of, rapporteurs. And decisions reached. And I did just want to point out that I think that just like a lot of the time there's no decisions reached on the calls, so they're not included in the email, and that's maybe why there's some confusion or misunderstanding. But generally, we circulate decisions reached with the action items, and then we'll post them to the wiki. But I guess before I go on a bit more about that, I'll let you share your thoughts and anything you wanted to kind of discuss with us about the process that we proposed via the email.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. I'm like I said, I might have just missed this. So it sounds like from what you're saying that there were notes circulating the list that didn't register with me for whatever reason. So that's I can totally understand that. But I think our reaction, Denise and I, mostly just came from looking at what was posted and finding it not really congruent with the status of the team. In particular, having the entire SSR1 sub-team kind of listed as having decided to spin down, just at some level, that's just, it's a little bit, it sort of sends the wrong message for the status of the team and where our heads are at. And so, if like, for example, the fault's on me because I didn't sort of, pay attention or notice the notes enough, it just needs to, we need to find another way to sort of allow a more sort of like, approachable process to keep that, what we post on the web that is supposed to describe our status in step with what it is our perception is. So, I think sort of just being real explicit about it is fine. I think making sure you get an act from us on it might be fine, which I think you were proposing in your email. But certainly, I guess I don't want to sort of channel Denise too directly, but I think last week she sort of suggested that, we could be sort of the authors of those things. And I think was that one of the things that there was some consternation about?
Well, I think from our perspective, we're happy to continue to, draft them as we do with the action items at the moment. But I think the additional step of, sending them to you and Denise to validate before we post to the wiki might be the best way forward, because obviously, that's one less thing for you all to do. I mean, however you want to do it, but that's kind of what we're proposing. And in addition to that, I think now that we've got our new note-taking process where whoever is leading the call sort of says, oh, this is a noteworthy item, we can do that for actions and decisions as well, just to be really, really clear about it. And that way, hopefully, when we send an email to you and Denise with the action items and decisions reached, all you have to do is look at the email and say, yes, it's accurate, or no, what about this? And we can move forward that way.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, so I, for my two cents, that makes sense to me. I think we should probably just make sure to close the loop with Denise when she feels better. But, from my perspective, yeah, that sounds fine.
Okay, good. And just to one final point on that, we kind of mentioned this last week and in the email as well. Alice and I are actually going through the transcripts and the emails for action items. So, decisions reached. So we will we're working on that, and we'll share our list with the co-chairs, you know, for approval, and then hopefully we can get the decisions back up as soon as possible on the wiki.
Yeah, that sounds fine. I think there may wind up being a little bit of back and forth when we can sort of pull these things out of the archives and try and add the right nuance to them. But yeah, I think that all makes sense to me.
Okay. Thank you for that. I just want to ask my colleagues if anyone else has anything else they'd like to talk about on this point before we move on. Sounds like not. So, all right. The next item then, the SSR1 gap analysis contractor. So again, I just wanted to acknowledge that yesterday we'd sent a update to the document with some revisions that Alice highlighted in her email. So I think from you all now, happy to walk through them on the call with you if you'd like. But otherwise, you know, the next step from you all is to approve the process, the changes to the process, and make sure you're comfortable with the language in the document and give us the green light to go ahead with the process. It sounds like you maybe haven't had a chance to look at that, but I'll let you speak to that.
Yeah, I glanced at it at a high level, so nothing really jumped out at me as negative. But, you know, I know Denise certainly has strong perspectives on this as well, so really basically probably ought to have this conversation when she's feeling better.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll give you more time to do a more in-depth read of it also.
Okay. Thank you. I'll just touch on the next one then, the technical writer. I just wanted you all to be aware that that's an action item for the co-chairs that's outstanding is to decide on the particulars of the scope of work. Has there been any movement or discussion about that item that we should know or any updates for us?
I'm trying to I'm not seeing it on the slide. Which one are we talking about?
Technical writer.
Oh, technical writer. Sorry. Yeah, I'm thinking a little slower than usual today, though. again, I think we probably should just touch this one more when, obviously, I can pay more attention also, but specifically because Denise has got strong sentiments about this as well.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you. No, that's totally fine. And thank you for joining us on the call today. I appreciate you taking the time. I'm going to skip over that because we already talked about that. That was the decisions reach process. All right. So this one I really do want to talk to you about, the ICANN 60 outreach. So this is the outreach efforts that we're doing on behalf of the SSR2 to the SONAC and constituency groups. We've been pretty successful so far in scheduling the meetings, and I'll just show you on the next slide that we've got 7 calls or meetings that are sort of lined up or tentatively lined up with a couple outstanding. And there's some questions that these groups are coming back with that we really need to address, and we've kind of talked about this previously, but for example, the GAC Public Safety Working Group has a question on whether the review team is looking specifically for input from a law enforcement perspective, or if the team is more interested in input relating to public policy concerns more generally.
Does that make sense? My 2 cents. Yeah, I mean, it does, but I'm probably going to give you an answer that you're not going to dig too much. But, you know, my perspective is that at least one of the major reasons for us to do this outreach, to do these outreach meetings, is for certainly for us to answer any questions or be available to these groups for whatever they need, but to hear from them the things that they're working on that that whether they think they're relevant or maybe just that they sort of seem like they're in the general area, so that their work can inform ours. So, you know, sort of look at the GAC PSWG like you're talking about. And if you were to ask law enforcement versus public policy concerns, I kind of feel like those two separate categories both could potentially be relevant. So, you know, if they said, like, we're working on these sorts of issues and this sort of thing has become a problem, and then over there, you know, we have, you know, whatever else, then those may or may not be something that the relevant subteams on our team would sort of, you know, latch onto and say, like, you know, oh, that opens up my eyes a little bit. So that's kind of my main view of what these are for. I think I raised that on the last call. It was, man, I can't even remember. Pretty sure I remember it was either having a hallucination or on the last call that I mentioned to the team, you know, like, it would be good for people to get their thinking around, like, what they think they want to get out of this. And that I noted there was, like, thundering silence, and I asked people to take it to the list. And, again, there was nothing on the list. So it's possible that this will be one of the things that we can try and streamline with the team members when we're face-to-face. But in the meantime, certainly keeping a track of what it is they are doing that they think is remotely relevant to SSR, I think my hope is that it will seed some of our thinking or take us in directions we need to go that we might not otherwise have. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. So should we go back to them then with that input? Are you happy for us to kind of liaise with them and communicate what you just said to the PSWG?
I'm okay with it because I raised it on the, I mean, my recollection is I raised it on the full team call, the plenary call, and no one had a sort of a different perspective. And so I can see, for example, from RSAC is expecting a briefing. And so, you know, that if that's what they want, then, you know, we can try to accommodate that. And then it looks to me like the PSWG has got more of a question in mind, like, what the heck do you guys have in mind? So I'm okay with you. Hopefully can make the words I just rambled out a little more concise so they don't have to read along, you know, diatribe. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, like, I think that that's fine. I didn't hear any objection or counter opinions from the team. So perhaps this is just something that they'll find the benefit of when they're sort of in situ.
Okay. Thanks. And I think that kind of addresses pretty much, you know, the rest of these on the slide. Well, certainly the CCNSO question and RSAC, we can get back to them on that. But so for the registry stakeholder group, I just want to flag then that there's a teleconference scheduled for the 4th of October, which is in, like, I don't know, 2 weeks or something. Is that too early for you all? It's in a week and a half, actually, to have a session with them on via teleconference?
So, again, you know, I'm sort of just speaking from my own perspective, sans Denise, but I think if they're willing to give us just kind of a general view of what they're working on, like I said, to sort of infuse our ideas, then that's totally fine. But if for some reason feel like that's not enough time for them to prepare that, or they're more adverse to that and they want a briefing instead, that might be a little bit fast for us to provide them a briefing of our status. So I'd love to hear from them, and that I think that time generally works for me. The extent to which, you know, they could sort of provide us, you know, sort of their perspective on things, I think that'd be useful.
Okay, because from my view,
if at some point something I say doesn't make sense, let me know for sure.
No, that's okay. I think they're more expecting, like, a briefing from you all, though, on your progress and, like, how it's going. And then, obviously, you know, a discussion about their, you know, you can ask them that. But I think they're in their minds, it's a briefing.
Yeah, okay. That's kind of what I was figuring you were going to say. Let me reach out to Denise and see where her head's at, because, I mean, we could certainly provide them a briefing of, like, you know, sub-team structure and sort of incremental steps and whatnot. But on the other hand, that's very – our progress is probably not going to you know, tie up any loose ends for them, I'm thinking. So it might be better to push it off if they have any kind of expectations. But let me coordinate with Denise, make sure we're on the same page about that, and then can we get back to you?
Okay, thank you.
Obviously quickly.
Sure, and then the one final thing on this slide is just a quick one. So a couple of weeks ago we had a briefing scheduled at the plenary for the security, whatever it's called, framework for registry operators to respond to security threats. So that call got cancelled, and I was talking with Dennis, who is kind of coordinating that with the drafting team, and he said that the drafting team will be in Abu Dhabi, so do you want me to set up a meeting, basically, with the drafting team for this?
I'm sorry, for
do
which
you know
one
what the
was
framework
it again?
Is? Framework for registry.
Oh, the framework.
Yeah.
I think that would be useful. You know, I guess we have to be sensitive to other people's time commitments, but I think, you know, you guys know how to manage that better than me. But, yeah, I think it would be useful.
Okay, great. I'll go ahead and do that then. Thank you. I'm going to move on then from this, unless you have anything else, Eric, or anyone else from my team. I can has questions, concerns, comments?
None from me.
Okay. Great. Another just kind of thing to flag, the subgroup report template, which Alice circulated to the co-chairs last week, I believe. We just wanted to remind you that it's there for your consideration, and we think it will hopefully help, you know, shape some discussions in Abu Dhabi and give the team something to work towards. But I don't know if you've had a chance to have a look at it or had any thoughts on it yet.
No, I did look at it, and, you know, I thought it was pretty good. I think what we wanted to do was we wanted to spend some time reaching out to the rapporteurs and make sure that they're okay with it as well. Also, I'm not sure if Denise had any outstanding comments about it. I'm trying to remember from when we talked about it last week. But I think generally it looked, I'll say my perspective was it looked pretty good to me. And it looked like it would sort of spur some thinking, which I think is definitely a good thing for a template like that, if it can structure thinking or spur. So I was okay with it, and I think it's probably fair to sort of just let it sit there at this point to sort of push it forward. So if we can maybe add it to a comment about that, or I'm sorry, a bullet about that on the agenda for next week, then we can make sure to sort of address it in front of the full team.
Sounds good. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to move on then to speaking of the agenda for Tuesday. So you can see the slide, right?
Yes.
Okay. Here's where we are at with the agenda. As you can see, obviously, the IANA subgroup, and then we put on their subgroup work plans because that's another item that I understood from our discussion last week we were going to raise you and Denise were going to raise with the subgroups. Is that still where you're thinking, or?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me know if you've got any other, we'll add to the agenda the draft subgroup reporting template, and then let me know if you want to take off or add anything else here. We've got contractors. And NDA next steps, which we intended for just to kind of, there's an action item outstanding for review team members to kind of progress that with their own legal department to make sure they're comfortable with it and sign it. So we just wondered if you'd want to kind of discuss that a little bit or raise it to move it along.
Yeah, no, I think we absolutely have to, but I'm looking at the agenda. If we don't get to it next week, we'll have to get to it the week after for sure, because I'm just looking at the agenda. It's a reasonably loaded agenda. I don't know that there's anything very obviously to take off so much as we may just need to blow through some things faster than they deserve to be. All these things are becoming kind of critical, time critical, so we need to hit these things. Actually, the NDA was one of the things I wanted to ask on the call here. Is the NDA going to be required for the ICANN SSR team's visit to LA? It sort of seems like that's the first deadline that we might have that is related to the NDA, if that is going to be required.
I think Karen probably will want to. Yeah, I see she has her hand raised. Go ahead, Karen.
Eric, if I can respond to that, no, you don't need an NDA to attend the meeting in LA. Depending on some of these questions that come up or asks for material, you may need an NDA to see them.
Right. Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah. I mean, this is basically informed by some conversations I've had in my own organization. So, great. I'm glad to clarify that.
And it could be that, you know, what happens or what additional things that come up at the LA meeting would not require an NDA. I mean, those are unknown right now until they're put on the table.
Okay, cool.
Thanks, Karen. I'm seeing Alice has typed in the chat for the subgroup, saying, Eric, for the subgroup report item on the plenary call, do we have your green light to circulate both the revised work plan and the subgroup report templates to the plenary?
The work plan, I think Denise and I are still chewing over. And so that one, I think we need to have conversations with both co-chairs on the call before we can sort of go forward with that one. But the subgroup report split, you know, I think if you all circulate that, just sort of mention that it's sort of a candidate draft, you know, that way nobody gets too rankled if they feel like they need to have the two cents, then I think that that's fine, especially because I think it'd be worthwhile to try and talk about it on the plenary call if we have time, probably under the subgroup work plans bullet.
Okay. Sounds good, thanks. And I'll change the sub-bullets under the IANA transition subgroup just to reflect a little bit the discussion that happened, you know, on the list with Kathy and James. I think they're just going to give an update. But aside from that, does everything look good on here? Can we circulate this as a draft agenda?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect, thank you. Okay, I just had a couple other items for AOB. The ICANN 61 deadlines, just to get you thinking about that, I think I mentioned this last time, but they're kind of creeping up, which is the Puerto Rico meeting in March. You might want to start thinking about whether or not you have a face-to-face meeting, because 9th of November is the deadline for us to submit. It's a little bit far in advance and probably not what you want to be thinking about when you're under the weather, but I just wanted to flag it for you.
I appreciate it. Yeah. If you told me that before, I lost it, so I'll remember it now.
Okay. One other question Yvette had that you might help us with. So the ICANN SSR subgroup is having its meeting in LA on the 9th and 10th. The 10th is a Tuesday, plenary day. So we just wondered if we should cancel the plenary for that day or if we should keep it scheduled.
I believe Denise is planning to be at the ICANN SSR meeting, and I am likely to be there, too, now that I've clarified the NDA situation. So I think we probably ought to cancel it since both co-chairs will probably be indisposed.
Okay.
Do you know if Denise is planning to go? I think I can't remember why I think that, but did she say something on the list that you guys remember?
This is Karen. I think she indicated that she wasn't able to attend the meeting in LA.
Oh,
I don't know if that has changed or not, but originally she indicated that she wasn't available.
Okay. Let me drop her a note and get back to you about that.
Okay, sure. Thank you. And you'll be pleased to know that's it for me, unless you have anything, Eric, or anybody else on the call has anything they want to clear up.
No, my only question was the NDA thing.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, sounds good. Thank you again for joining us and rest up and hope you feel better soon. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
It's a really helpful call.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm glad. Thanks. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.